Last year, more than 30,000 foreign women arrived in the United States to get married. For some, their arrival marks the start of years of happiness with an American husband. For others, though, it's the beginning of a nightmare. Federal officials report that many of the immigrant women suffer abuse at the hands of their new husbands, and those particularly at risk are women who meet their husbands with the help of mail-order bride agencies. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
4 years ago, when she was fresh out of medical school, a woman we'll call Nina made a decision that changed her life. The petite and fine-boned Nina says she was lonely and could not find a suitable man where she lived in Kiev, in Ukraine. So she turned to an international marriage broker.
I looked through their profiles of that successful marriage couples, and they look very happy on the pictures, and I've read the letters from them and said, oh, they're very happy.
The agency connected Nina with a man she calls John, an ex-Marine who is 12 years her senior. Within a year, they were married and living in the Maryland area. That's when things started to go sour. Nina says John began verbally and physically abusing her. Nina says he threw furniture at her, choked her, and raped her.
The worst thing happened in 6 months since we've been married. I was cooking some dinner, and he just come closer to me, and he grabbed a frying pan, and it was hot, and he put on my head.
Nina says she appealed to the agency that introduced her to John, but they assured her that John's behavior was normal and that Nina should be more flexible. She says she felt trapped and terrified, but Nina's case is not unlike many other foreign women in the U.S., says Bo Cooper, a former general counsel with the INS.
In 1999, the INS undertook a study of this mail-order bride phenomenon, and it estimated that there seemed to be an unusually high proportion of domestic violence that seemed to arise out of these mail-order arrangements.
The INS study found that there were at least 200 mail-order bride agencies in America. Lely Miller-Murrow, the executive director of the Tahereh Justice Center, which offers free legal service, says that number is increasing rapidly, as are the reports of battered immigrant women. She says part of the problem is the way women are portrayed on the marriage broker websites.
All right, here's a website that's helping men meet Latin women.
Miller-Murrow says many of the agencies appeal to men who are interested in having relationships with submissive women. Many websites advise new husbands how to keep their wives from becoming too independent or Americanized. Miller-Murrow says one website warns men not to let their new wives out at night.
They refer actually, I think, three times on this particular page to the fact that she's an investment. And the websites are advising men on how to maintain their investment.
Miller-Murrow is promoting legislation that would regulate the industry. Among other things, the proposed legislation calls for criminal background checks for the men once the women apply for their visas, and ensuring foreign women know of their legal rights. The proposed legislation also calls for the marriage agencies to provide the women with information in their native language about the history of the man, any crime, abuse, or addiction problems.
It's not going to be workable. You're not going to be able to get that information from the men, and they can lie anyway.
John Adams is co-owner of A Foreign Affair, a company that helps introduce American men to women from Russia and Ukraine. He says the paperwork could cripple a company like his.
Some men will write 200, 300 different women and maybe get response from only, 20 or 30 women. So you have to write, the 300 women that are never going to respond to him anyway and tell all these women about his criminal history?
Adams was speaking from Volgograd, Russia, where he was helping introduce 20 American men to their potential brides. Adams says he does at least 30 tours like this every year, and normally about half the men get engaged. He says the marriage broker service helps build strong families. Robert Fink with LatinEuro.com, another agency, agrees and says it's unnecessary to regulate the industry.
You're always going to have your French groups who will find a few examples of people who have been abused. Well, we got this Filipino girl and she was abused by this horrible man and it's a terrible situation. But, you have situations like that that exist between American men and American women. So whoever's behind this is really just needs to unloosen their tie a little bit and relax.
The proposed federal legislation is similar to one that was enacted in Washington State 2 years ago after a woman from Kyrgyzstan was murdered by her American husband. They met through a mail-order bride agency. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.